Today is the 40th anniversary of the Voting Rights March from Selma to Montgomery. In 1965, Alabama state troopers met the protesters and clubbed, whipped, and used tear gas on them. The event became known as Bloody Sunday. Later that month, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. guided a peaceful march that brought thousands to the state capitol and led to the National Voting Rights Act. Dr. King's legacy is honored in Atlanta, where he was born, at the King Center. Now there's controversy over a recent audit that says the center, which is partly managed by the King family, needs repairs that cost millions of dollars. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The National Park Service operates much of the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site, but the nation doesn't own all of it. Some is under the King family control, and it is those facilities where the Park Service found problems. An engineering assessment found that $11.6 million of work is needed, according to Park Service spokeswoman Sadea Milwaukee.
In general, it outlined some of those building systems that needed to be either repaired or upgraded, like heating, venting, and air conditioning system. It identified problems with leaks in the reflecting pool. It looked at all of the problems with the reflecting pool, with the administrative and archives building, and the Freedom Hall.
Questions have also been raised about the management of the nonprofit King Center. The Atlanta newspaper has reported that the center's nonprofit role and for-profit operations were blended together under Dr. King's son, Dexter. He and his brother, Martin, make six-figure salaries. While the center has declined, the maintenance staff was cut and community programs curtailed. The King family has not returned calls for comment. 10 years ago, Dexter King spoke out passionately against the Park Service taking over the role of managing the center.
We maintain that the King Center, and not the federal government, should be the guardian of his legacy.
At the reflecting pool, the site of King's white marble tomb, paper and trash float in the water. Pieces of cement and blue paint crack off the fountain. Two women from Atlanta stopped by for a visit.
It's kind of hard to put into words after seeing it years ago and then seeing it now. It's just, I won't use the word depressing, but it just seemed like there's no growth.
I mean, you're talking about Dr. King.
Yes.
He changed the vision of the world. It deserves more. Yes. It deserves more.
About 600,000 people visit the King Center each year, but they pay no fee to enter. Longtime civil rights activist Reverend Joseph Lowry is among those who say taxpayers should help cover the cost of repairs.
I'm willing to certainly make a contribution to whatever they need to restore the property and to properly maintain it. They're challenged to make some adjustments in their structure and their management, but I believe they'll do it. I think that they're people of integrity, and I believe they'll rise to the task.
Last week, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference called on civil rights activists to support the King Center. Others are concerned about the private buildings that tourists never see. They house many of Dr. King's historic papers. Taylor Branch is a civil rights historian.
It's an enormous collection. The SCLC documents, all the internal documents of the freedom movement, the King papers of his own personal correspondence, his speeches and sermons and recordings, plus an enormous variety of private papers that have been donated to the King Center after the freedom movement was over.
Branch says while the buildings can be repaired, this collection is irreplaceable. He says the best place for it is the Library of Congress, where the papers can be properly stored and cataloged. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.